after a rocky start to the legislative session with both a pandemic and the threat of possible protests, lawmakers found their footing, working both on the Hill and virtually. Two bills that received a lot of attention during the legislative session involved the pandemic. One of the bills would remove the mask mandate throughout Utah by April 10th. Students would still be required to wear masks in schools until July 1st. Senate floor sponsor Darren Owen says the bill would set an endgame to the pandemic.
This just shows, this is the what success looks like, I believe, and it's a balancing of our lives and livelihood.
The bill passed both the House and Senate on the final day of the session. Another House and Senate approved bill concerning the pandemic would limit the governor's and state and local health departments' executive powers during public health emergencies. Lawmakers also approved state budgets that include $100 million in tax relief to families, veterans, and residents who receive Social Security. They also passed $5 million on affordable housing and a $475 million base budget for education, including bonus checks for school teachers. Wasatch PAC lawmakers had a number of bills in the legislature. Republican Senator Ron Winterton represents Summit and Wasatch counties. He sponsored the Film Economic Incentives Bill. It would add an additional $1.6 million to funding for film industry tax credits. Summit County saw around $7 million of direct spending during seasons 1 and 2 of the popular TV show Yellowstone, which left Utah last year. Speaking during floor discussion Thursday, House sponsor Representative Mike Kohler said the bill requested $10 million, but was later reduced to $8.3 million.
We've recently had an issue where we've actually lost a film that was being filmed here because we didn't have enough incentive. This is post-performance money. The money stays in Utah. When the request comes in after the money's been spent by the entity, it's reviewed by GOED to make sure the use is proper, and then it's paid after that.
The bill passed the legislature Thursday. Summit County Representative Kara Berklin was also sponsoring a bill which would have banned transgender girls from playing on women's sports teams in schools. While the bill barreled through the House, it stalled and ultimately died in the Senate. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said he would not have signed the bill the way it was written. A number of bills in the legislature could limit powers of local municipalities. There were two similar bills on billboard regulations. They would have allowed billboard companies to update and/or digitize billboards regardless of local regulations. Both bills failed in the Senate. Another bill allows homeowners to build accessory dwelling units, opening the doors to basement apartments while regulating certain local restrictions. The bill could address affordable housing issues throughout the state, but it doesn't regulate median area income. Concerns over short-term rentals were addressed in an adopted bill substitution, which passed the House Thursday. Many bills now sit on the governor's desk, waiting for his approval or veto. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
The legislative report on KPCW is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.